year.
Blazing with the Blazers.
Oh.
All right.
I love that sound every single time. Oh, I don't want ever to stop. And it does. Welcome, everybody, to Blazing with the Blazers. I'm your host, Eggman 2020. With me today, as always, is Z Doublicious.
Yo, yo.
How you doing today, Jay-Z?
I'm feeling pretty good, especially after that game tonight.
Got some beats going already. It's a good game. 92-86, Portland.
All right. This is our first podcast following a victory.
That is true. We've kind of had a bad streak going so far, but I'm glad that we won tonight. Overall, pretty good performance by the Blazers.
Yeah. You know, this would have been an eighth straight loss if we would have dropped this one. So it's good to see that we came out with a victory, because that would have been our longest losing streak since the 05-06 season.
Wow. Eight straight. If we would have won, if we would have lost tonight, eight straight. Huh?
Yeah, eight
That's
straight.
Pretty bad.
So.
Well, I'm glad that we actually walked away. Wesley Matthews, 24 points, That's one right. rebound, three assists, one steal. Player of the game, had a really came out of nowhere. He had a hurt right ankle the whole game. You know, a lot of commenting about that.
Yeah.
Few injuries, and he comes away and hits some really, really clutch threes there at the end to pretty much send Boston home, walking off the court with basically 15 seconds left. They didn't even try, which I thought was kind of a sally move by them.
Well, who do you think was the Chalupa player of the game?
The Chalupa player of the game? That's a good question. So I would say probably Wesley Matthews, because he's very inconsistent. Basically, he's the Chalupa player of the game.
Wait.
Because he's going to take a very nasty shit.
That's right. That is what the Chalupa player of the game is. It is someone who had a Chalupa-style game tonight, and is going to shit in the next game.
Just like a good Chalupa does. Because I had one yesterday, and I can tell you today that it is not sitting well.
My Chalupa player of the game is Victor Kleber.
He had a pretty good game. So you're basically saying he's going to shit the bed next game, huh?
Yeah, he had 10 rebounds tonight in just 20 minutes. He had the highest plus-minus on the team. There's no way he can sustain that, so I'm going to say he's the Chalupa player of the game.
All right, I guess we'll find out next podcast who shit the bed. Every podcast, we will have that pick from here on out.
So tonight, also, J.J. Hickson with his 30th double-double this season.
He did pretty good. I think especially with all this trade deadline stuff that's been going on, see him come out, have a great game like tonight, 30th double-double. You know, there was a lot of talk just saying there wasn't enough value, you know, with him during the trade. Just couldn't get anybody. And that kind of leads me into what I – obviously our big acquisition, Eric Maynor.
All right.
Who got some minutes tonight. And, you know, just a little background. I'm sure most people already know about him. Eric Maynor was drafted 20th overall in 2009 by the Utah Jazz. And – he played most games he played were 82 in 2010-2011 season behind Russell Westbrook. And he did pretty good. He's been the backup there in OKC for a while until he tore his ACL last year in January. And, you know, I think at one point people were saying that he was running that OKC offense better than Westbrook.
Yeah.
You know,
Agreeable.
And so I think he has a lot of potential. I think it's obviously a good move by the Portland Trailblazers. He shoots around 35% from the arc in his career, which is what they said Raymond Felton shot. And then obviously
bitch titties
never shot 35%. So hopefully it's not a Raymond Felton
bitch
situation.
Titties, bitch titties should actually be the Chalupa player of the game, because I remember...
Yeah.
I remember last year.
He probably ate all the fucking Chalupas.
Yeah, every time we got Chalupas, he was at the fucking...
Yeah, he was that homeless guy hanging out by the gate when you walked out, asking for all the Chalupas.
So, I'm glad we just gave him a shout-out.
Yeah, fuck him. But anyways, Eric Maynor, pretty good. I think he had a few assists, and he didn't really do much tonight.
He used to be on the Jizz with Matthews, right?
He did. He played with Matthews,
it's
and
been a while, but
there was a pretty similar... Ronnie Price, when he was traded from OKC or to Oklahoma City, actually, Ronnie Price went and took his position at Utah. So kind of a nice little trade
you know,
relationship there.
I really wish we would have got rid of Nolan Smith instead of my main man, Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I think it basically came down to cap space and, you know, money lining up better. Obviously, Ronnie Price, I think, is a lot better than Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith is dog shit. And agree or disagree?
No, I agree. I've been very clear that I think
Nolan Smith is the worst. Is there anybody on the Blazers that you dislike more than Ronnie Price? I mean,
Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith?
No, there's not.
Nobody.
And I actually like Ronald McDonald. Even in my, I'd say he's one of my top 10 favorite players on the Blazers.
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. So we got rid of Ronnie Price, dropped him. We kept Nolan Smith. And then part of that trade with Eric Maynor, we actually, maybe a little known fact, gave up our rights to Georgios Printezis.
Never heard of him.
He's from Greece. He was in Greece Lightning. No, he's from Greece. He was drafted in 2007 by the Spurs. And then since then, he's been traded to six different teams in different trade right drafts, like, basically. So I don't know if this guy's ever going to play in the NBA. I think he's just going to get shopped around and thrown into all these trades and never really see, you know, the NBA. But the best part about I learned about Georgios Printezis, guess what his nickname is?
Jojo Peepee Hole.
Close. His nickname's the Greek Lightning.
Oh, God.
God, isn't that badass?
That's so stupid.
That's pretty good. I like the Greek Lightning.
Okay, so what you're saying, to summarize, is that we basically got rid of somebody that nobody's ever heard of for Eric Maynor, so that's decent.
Yeah, I guess you could summarize. I was more intrigued by the nickname Greek Lightning for Georgios Printezis. I just thought that was... I don't know. I just want a guy on our team. I'm kind of pissed off that we lost him now.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right, actually. All right. Did you watch the All-Star game?
No.
Well, it was pretty good this year. LaMarcus Aldridge, he was 0 for 2, but I think he had maybe 4 rebounds and a couple blocks in just 12 minutes. So he didn't get much time.
That's not very good.
No, it wasn't very good, actually, but it's always good to see him out there playing with the other superstars. So,
yeah, did you watch the dunk competition?
I actually did not watch the dunk competition.
That's the only thing I watched out of the whole All-Star weekend, and it sucked. It was the worst dunk competition I've ever seen. Yeah. The only good one was the Utah player who pulled the cloth off the painting, and then it was a painting of him doing the exact dunk that he did.
Oh, badass.
It was pretty badass. That was the highlight. Everything else pretty much sucked. Charles Barkley went on a nice little rant after, and I think TNT basically cut him off before he could finish talking shit. But yeah, I didn't watch much. I don't really care for the All-Star festivities. 3-point competition I would have liked to see, but I didn't get to see that either.
Sure. Well, man, seems like we're feeling pretty good tonight.
Feeling real good.
Who would you most want to smoke with on the Blazers?
Past or present?
Present.
Present?
Yeah.
I think Jared Jeffries. I heard he's been doing some stand-up comedy or something. I read on BlazersEdge.com.
Nice.
Did you hear that little tidbit about him?
No, but I believe
stand-up comedy.
Oh, he seems like the type.
Yeah, but he's pretty funny. We should get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we should try to get him on the podcast, because I bet he could come on here and tell us a bunch of jokes.
So many jokes. Which reminds me, we actually have a nice little segment full of jokes tonight.
Tell us about it.
Are you ready? I think we're just going to go ahead and jump right into this, because it happened this week, or over, before All-Star Weekend, J.J. Hickson got in a little trouble for some tweets.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, J.J.
What? Tell us the backstory.
He basically was hollering at some ladies over the old Twitter sphere and hashtagging some stuff.
Ooh, ladies of the night?
Pissed off a lot of people, it sounds like. And so what I wanted to do this week is, and I think you thought of these a few of these too is our own hashtag girl by tweets. Do you have any music for that segment, Matt?
Yeah.
So just to give you an example, in case you weren't following JJ on the old Twitter sphere, this would be example. When your bag costs more than... I wrote it down wrong. When your bag costs more than your rent, hashtag girl bye.
Girl bye. Oh,
see ya, bitch. If your bag costs more than your rent... Girl, bye. Later. And then JJ's basically just cutting you off. See you later. You're done. He doesn't want no piece of you. So that was an example that JJ did. We thought we'd do a couple of our own. So I'll go ahead and start. My first girl by tweet is, when your heels make me look like a midget, hashtag girl bye.
Damn.
You can't be taller than me.
When a girl takes a shit at your apartment but doesn't wipe or flush, hashtag girl bye.
Yeah, that's a girl bye. I like that one. That's good. All right. Let's see here. This is my next one. You tell me a story about your favorite cat. Hashtag girl bye. First of all, I'm allergic and I really don't care about cats, so.
When you're going down on a chick and she's wearing a diaper, hashtag girl bye.
That's good. That's good. I like that. I would definitely hashtag girl bye that one. You don't want any like poo-poo up in your face. Yeah, I suppose, that could go a different way. That could either be like an old lady. I'll just leave it at that. My next one. Ask me, who was Terry Stotts? Hashtag girl bye. You gotta know Uncle Stotts. Shit.
Stizzles.
Our favorite NBA coach.
When you're licking a girl's butthole and you see a Juwan Howard tattoo on her clit. Hashtag shit. Goodbye. Bitch bye. Girl bye.
Man. Yikes. That's an interesting one there. All right, I'm gonna keep it going. You buy me tickets to Kenny Chesney. Hashtag girl bye. I hate Kenny Chesney.
All right.
That's pretty good, right? Is that kind of too David Letterman for you?
Yeah, that was... You ruined the segment.
All right, we'll keep going. You got any more?
No, man.
All right, I got a couple good Morgan ones. When you got more hair on your chest than me. Hashtag girl bye. All right, this is the last one I got for you, and it's my favorite. When your spaghetti... When you make spaghetti with ketchup and ramen noodles. Hashtag girl bye. That's it. That's all right. That's our girl bye tweets. Hope you guys liked them.
Did you meet a girl that does that?
No, I've never met. Well, maybe. It's part of the segment, Matt. Don't you know?
So it's not real.
It means it's all true.
Okay.
Basically.
That's right.
We don't do drugs.
We don't do PEDs, right?
Nope. So I gave we don't do PEDs. Not to interrupt you, but I want to go into the next segment because I gave Matt a segment, and it's called Matt's Fact.
Somebody that owns geese is called a gozard.
Damn! The more you know.
Wow, it goes.
Damn, dude! I can't wait to use that in a sentence tomorrow.
If a goose flies into my backyard, am I considered a geese owner? Therefore, a gozard.
Maybe like a gozard. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I like gozard.
I like gozard.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Okay,
that's interesting. I'm gonna remember that gozard. Fucking gozard.
Well, that might
Luke
lead
Babbitt's
right.
A gozard.
Watch out. Are we gonna continue the Babbitt Stink Sauce segment or?
No, he hasn't played lately, so I don't feel
That's
like
true.
We should talk
we
about
shouldn't
him.
Shouldn't give him the time.
I really don't think we should. So that was the Matt's Fact, and tonight's sponsor. Who's your sponsor tonight?
I'm actually sponsored by Gatorade tonight.
Wow, is that because you had the flu?
Yeah, I'm not feeling too well, so I'm just sticking with my main man Mary Jane and some Gatorade.
I like it, man. I like it. You know, this is a more laid-back show. Every show is going to be a little bit different. I think tonight it's just we get to hang out after. I think we feel good after a Blazers win. And, you know, you're drinking Gatorade. You're on the up and up.
Yeah, I've been feeling really good. I thought they did really well against the Lakers, too. Those last two games, they played very well.
That was
buzzer to buzzer.
It was a very, very tough game to watch, especially with the referees kind of slowing us down.
Yeah. Seems like they're still trying. They're playing hard.
I think we're looking good. So I have another segment I want to introduce.
Okay.
Are you ready? I've been thinking a lot about Nate McMillan. You know, he's obviously a good friend of mine. And I guess I was just wondering, I was like, what's Nate doing? You know, like, what's Nate up to?
All right.
And so I made a little, basically thought of some things that he could be doing right now at this moment. What is Nate doing?
He is...
Well, yeah, do you got one?
I bet you he's cleaning the diaper changing station at the Oregon City Home Depot.
Oh, snap. Somebody needs to.
That was a personal D on my main man, Eggman.
But no, so this is what, these are a few that I thought he could be doing right now, unemployed.
All right.
And, so this is called, what is Nate doing? Sexting with Greg Oden. No, not okay. Liking it. Growing knee cartilage for Brandon Roy. No, not feeling it.
No, not that one.
Playing Wii Fit with Sam Perkins.
Who is Sam Perkins?
Yeah, I didn't think you'd get that one because you didn't follow the Sonics back in the 90s. But it's still good if anybody listening who knows who's a big fan would be laughing their ass off right now. He's holding a vintage poop brown suit garage sale.
Okay.
No.
That was my favorite one so far.
All right, they're pretty bad. He's just standing around being tall.
Okay, decent.
All right, last one. He's tied up in a corner at Batum's house.
Ooh.
Probably not getting that one either because you remember how I used to make Batum kind of just stay in the corner and shoot threes.
All right, that leads
to... Anyways.
Jay-Z, Z-Doublicious, Trivia.
Ooh.
Drop that beat.
Drop it down. What's your fact this show? Or what's your question?
All right.
Hit me.
Who is fifth in the NBA in field goal percentage?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Fifth, number five.
Okay, can I ask, do I get like one to two questions? Because I have one question.
Okay,
is he a NBA All-Star?
No.
Okay. Okay, this is my second question and final. Does he play on the Blazers?
Yes.
Fifth in field goal percentage?
Field goal percentage, fifth in the NBA.
In the NBA. I gotta say... Damian Lillard.
Damn. It's my main man, JJ Hicks.
Oh, I was thinking JJ. He was my second guess.
I give you one more shot here. What is his field goal percentage?
If he's fifth, it's got to be 38%.
57.5.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
That was a bad guess.
That was way off, man. About half right.
Well, that was some good trivia. Thank you for that,
Jay-Z. You got it, my man.
That was pretty good. You stumped last week. I got it this week.
No, you didn't get it. You didn't get it last week.
I think I did. I guess Wesley Matthews, because you asked me who was the third highest paid player on the Portland Trailblazers.
Okay. Well, and speaking of third lowest paid, how long are we going to keep paying Elliot Williams?
Is he still on the?
Yeah, we're still paying him. I mean, he gets paid more than Nolan Smith,
which
is. Okay with me, but he gets paid more than Victor Claver, too.
That's interesting. Well, I think we saw his potential last year.
I don't remember him even playing last
really?
Year.
Really? I went to a few games, and the dude, you can tell he's one of the most athletic guys in the court.
He's explosive. Drafted him in 2010, though.
Right, he's been hurt.
A little bit too much.
But yeah, no, He's definitely good, and I'm glad we're keeping him around. I don't know how much we're paying him. Ah, thank you, Matthew, sir. Hold on, smoke break. Just kidding. We don't do drugs.
All right. Ooh.
Oops. Sorry about that, listeners. This is Blazing with the Blazers that you're listening to. I'm sure soon we are going to go viral.
This room's really smoky.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about Babbitt.
And no, we weren't.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about my main man, J.J. Hickson.
J.J.? There you go.
You know what?
Engineer?
Weren't you going to introduce another segment? You had something else.
I had something else? Another segment?
Yeah, nicknames.
Oh, yeah, nicknames. Oh, yeah, I have a few. I bet I have some little known facts for you. Did you know that there was a Blazer? And maybe a lot of you listening right now know this and been watching Blazer for years and years and years, but there was a Blazer named Corky Calhoun.
Okay, tell us about Corky.
I don't have much to say besides that is the most awesome Blazer name in history, in my opinion. Corky Calhoun.
All right. You got any nicknames for our current roster, though?
I don't have any. I heard a good one tonight for Batum. I saw a sign got held up, and it said the Great French Eagle. His long-ass arms were all spread out, and I thought that's pretty damn good. Yeah, I'm gonna start calling him that.
The French Eagle.
The Great French Eagle.
I was gonna start calling Myers Leonard Myers, because I think it's more appropriate.
That's good. I like that. I like that. I think the best all-time nickname for a Blazer is definitely Joel Prisbilla with the Vanilla Gorilla.
Ooh, I like Thizbilla.
He had a few.
Yeah.
There was a good number of different nicknames that he had, but I like the Vanilla Gorilla.
That's a good one, too.
But yeah, there was also a Blazer, Kiki Van Wedgie.
Kiki
Van Wedgie.
Oh, that's tight.
Probably, that's tight. That's a really good Blazer name. And then Billy Ray Bates. Sounds like somebody that's from your family.
Oh,
there in Oklahoma. Oh, snap. But yeah, that's all I got. I just looked up some weird names today. I don't know why I did that. Just curious on different old Blazers. Obviously trying to get some info for the show and whatnot. Yeah, that's all the segments I have, but
I think I like those, man. I think we should continue those for next time. We'll just keep adding.
We'll see how it goes. We'll test this against our large audience that's listening and then...
Yeah, do you have any? I noticed you haven't had any recent tweets, and that's too bad.
Because I've been
following you pretty closely.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Bone _96 guys.
He needs to start tweeting. And, I'll work on it. I'll get some more tweets out there.
Yeah.
This week I'll tweet every single day. How about that?
Yeah. Well.
Sound like a plan?
We should apologize.
I apologize to all my 5 followers out there that have been, you know, missing out on my bright insight that I show to the world.
That's right.
And that's what we're doing today. Do you have anything else to talk about? I mean, I think the Blazers are, you know, looking good. I just feel good that we won tonight.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, we're going to have a special guest on soon.
Okay, and Ronnie Price.
No names yet. Ronnie Price will not be on the show.
Is it a current or ex-Blazer?
It is not.
Does he or she like to smoke weed?
Yes, that is, they do. They're actually advocates for it. Just to give you a little hint.
All right. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be cool. If we corresponded via email tonight, so if he comes on and it all happens, I think it's going to be a good show. Our first guest in the history of Blazing with the Blazers. Because we're just getting better every week.
Yeah.
Hey, no doubt. I mean, I think we're a little bit more sober than the last 2 shows, but, you know.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good.
It's also a Sunday night. Relaxed all day. Didn't do much. Did you do anything fun today?
No, I didn't
do anything. Did you watch basketball?
I woke up late and I went to the gym, and then I came over to watch the game.
Did you shoot some hoops?
Nope, I didn't shoot hoops.
Damn, son, you should challenge some people. Though. Oh, yeah, you're one of those guys that goes a 24-hour and just sits in the hot tub and then walks out, acts like he lifted or something.
No, well, I got in the steam room.
You went in the steam room? Yeah, I knew you were that guy.
Yeah. Took a shower.
That's your 24-hour trip, huh? Hot tub, steam room, sauna.
Well, what did you do today?
The locker room's always a little dirty.
It's disgusting.
Well, there are some guys in the showers that will scrub
just
their balls
walk right into the shower with you. I've never had that happen to me,
dude. I've seen guys seriously scrub on their assholes and balls for hours.
Just no big
deal.
Like
they were doing it when I got there, and then I worked out for about an hour and a half, and I came back down, and they were still scrubbing.
I believe it. I think there's people that just like you that just go to 24-hour fitness and hot and sit in the hot tub and sneak in a Corona, and then say that they worked out, and they tell their wife and kids that they just had a nice workout, and the whole time they were showering and scrubbing balls. And is this true?
No, you know what I'm talking about? This is true.
This is a phenomenon.
I'm trying to tell you, man. There's some guys that do nothing but
just shower and yeah. Poop.
Yeah,
it's basically a free bathroom for $40 a month for a lot of homeless people.
That's true. It's a decent deal, I guess.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I don't know. I like 24-hour. I don't shower there very often, but obviously you guys do.
Well,
oh, so I showed you the Luke Babbitt video tonight, BabbittMania.com.
Oh, yeah, that was so tits.
Basically, Luke Babbitt had a quote, I think it was like a year or two ago. He hit the Chalupa shot, you know, hit over 100 there at the Rose Garden, and it was a pretty big deal. I'm sure everyone remembers that.
Yeah. But that doesn't really explain the video very well.
Yeah, what's the quote?
Oh, the quote was, I'm just happy I could get my Blazer fans Taco Bell or something like, or get my, something stupid. It wasn't even that funny. But then somebody made an awesome video. Basically, he hits that chalupa shot, and then there's an explosion with the chalupa coming out of the rim.
But damn, you should share that on your Twitter page.
I'll put it on Twitter.
Cool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Chalupa just explodes.
Maybe we'll get video one day and we'll be able to show it right here live.
Yeah.
I'm Blazing with the Blazers.
We'll have to do a live video podcast sometime.
Yeah, that'd be special edition. This is our third one. I didn't think we were going to make it past the first episode. So right. The fact that we have number 3 underneath our belt.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something. I think it's getting better every show.
It's getting a little
you guys
better.
Just stick with us. We had 16 plays today on our podcast.
That's right. 16 on our podcast.
So we're going somewhere.
Where's our podcast at?
It's Podomatic, Blazing with the Blazers.
Nice.
And we're working on getting a website built and all that shit.
No, that's a good start, man.
Yeah, it's coming along just fine. We're going to get some more music. Matt, do you have any music?
He does.
I think Matt got really high this time, and he's kind of just sitting over there.
I'm just chilling.
Not as talkative this podcast, are you, Matt?
No.
He's still looking up his Matt fact I told him about.
I already got it.
A Bazador? Is that what it was called? A Brizotto? A Gozard?
Oh, shit. I already forgot about that.
God, you fucking Gozard.
Gozard, it sounds better.
I Gozarded all night last night.
Just
herded geese.
No, it's when you own them.
Oh, it's when... Well, yeah, I was herding my own geese that I own. I Gozarded.
Well, I think that just about wraps it up.
No way. Are we done already? How much time do we got, Matt?
About 20 seconds.
20 seconds? You're about to say 3 minutes, I feel like. 30 seconds?
No.
Well, now we have only
all right.
15
do you have
seconds.
Any comments? Anything else that you'd like to share?
No.
Good win tonight.
Yeah, it was a good game. I'm feeling good about the Blazers. I'm glad that they're still trying because it'd be really easy to just give up at this point in the season. But I feel like they're still hustling and they're still, you know, they're still wanting to win games, so that's good.
That's the thing is they're showing some great heart every single game. And that's all you can really ask with a young team. So we'll see where they who they got next.
We got Denver on Wednesday here.
Oh, that's our big game right there.
Blazing the Nuggets.
So just for everybody that listens and future listeners, this is the biggest game of the season for Blazing with the Blazers. It is the Denver Nuggets versus the Portland Trail Blazers. Obviously, the Blazers and the Nugs going down in the same stadium in Portland. It's going to be quite the event. So
that's right.
We'll be there. We're actually going the game.
We'll be a double blunt special.
Yes. Look for us front row, more like top row, but same thing. So.
All right.
All right.
Matt, hit it.
Let's hit it, Matt. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Good one.
Blazing with the Blazers.